Sounding off about the Supreme Court's decision. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Protesters taking to the streets Friday night in several cities across the country.
In Seattle, Los Angeles, Denver, Chicago, Atlanta, and New York.
Not the church, not the slave. Women must decide their fate.
Chants and speeches outside the Supreme Court also mentioned church and state.
It's an equal justice under the law, not equal justice under God.
The Supreme Court's majority opinion did not focus on religion, but said there is no constitutional right to an abortion, specifically referencing the definition of liberty and citing the 14th Amendment.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the ruling in a Mississippi abortion case means individual states will now decide their own abortion laws.
Within hours of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, states including Missouri, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, South Dakota, and Arkansas banned most or all abortions.
This decision essentially puts our pro-life laws in place and allows Arkansas to ban abortion, with the only exception being to save the life of a mother, defined as a medical emergency.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. 13 states have trigger laws to criminalize the act of providing abortions within 30 days, including Tennessee, Idaho, North Dakota, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports 16 states and the District of Columbia have laws protecting the availability of abortion. 1 month after the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, nearly 300 high school seniors graduated from the town's high school Friday, the principal and the superintendent praising them for their strength and resilience. In a letter to the Federal Trade Commission, four Democratic senators are asking federal regulators to investigate Apple and Google for allegedly deceiving mobile phone users about the collection and sale of their personal data. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The House has passed the compromise gun control bill passed by the Senate on Thursday. It heads to the president's desk. He plans to sign it. In the wake of an earlier Supreme Court decision this week, state lawmakers in New York considering changes to the state's concealed carry laws.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed an order Friday night mandating a special legislative session this coming week. She wants lawmakers to consider new gun safety rules after the Supreme Court overturned a law requiring people demonstrate a specific need to have a gun in public when they applied for a concealed carry permit. The court's conservative majority said that rule violated the Second Amendment. Hochul called that decision reckless and reprehensible. State officials are now considering alternatives like limiting concealed carry in sensitive locations such as government buildings and bars. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police in Oslo, Norway are now calling a mass shooting there an act of terrorism. At least two people killed, several others injured in a shooting outside a bar early Saturday as the city prepared for its annual Pride Parade. The second fraud trial over the collapse of a Silicon Valley blood testing firm is headed to a jury.
A jury in San Jose, California will decide whether former Theranos chief operating officer Sonny Belwani is guilty of fraud and conspiracy. Prosecutors allege Belwani joined his former partner, Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes, in duping investors and patients about the company's blood testing technology, purposely exaggerating revenue projections, using testimony from former Theranos workers, investors, and pharmacy employees who say they were led to believe the company was using successful medical devices when they were not. Belwani, who faces 12 counts, has pleaded not guilty. His attorneys allege he was merely an investor, not a decision maker. Holmes found guilty of 4 counts of investor fraud in January. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.